Praise the Lord. God bless you all. I love y'all so much. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to you thanking you and praising you so much for waking us up this morning, Father God. When we think, hallelujah, we can't help but thank you, hallelujah, for all the good things that you've done. And even the things, Father God, hallelujah, when we get rebuke or whatever, Lord, you chastise, we know you just love us. And we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. Lord God, I thank you so much for the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, because without the artist's life, we would not be together. We would have not knitted and connected together and have the love one towards another. Thank you so much for Dr. V. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor B, Vanessa, Lord God, her mom, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you for her and Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Lord God, we thank you for them answering the call, because if they had not answered it, Lord, we wouldn't even know each other. We wouldn't even be able to fellowship. But Lord, we thank you because by our love, they know that we are your disciples. And we thank you so much for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Lord, bless the speaker as she comes forth on today. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you so much, and we bless you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Have thine own way. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, my sister, Minister Wanda. God bless you, my dear. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Well, praise the Lord, and good morning, my Master's Call family. Thank you so much for Minister Wanda. You know, you are just, you know, you're just, there's just no words to describe how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, love your spirit, and thank you so much for that fervent, powerful prayer. I know that will take us into where we need to be today. Well, thank you, my TMC family. I am Minister Willa, and here on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, I greet you to this call this morning. You know, you could have chosen to start your day any other way, but you've decided to be here with us on the Master's Call. And as you know, we meet without fail, even on holidays, every Monday through Friday morning. God honors your faithfulness as you seek him first. And so we thank you for that. Here at the Master's Call, it's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. There's also a foundational scripture, because what would a call be? What would anything be from the Lord without having a foundation? And so our foundational scripture can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And then to just top it all off, every year God gives Dr. Vanessa a theme. And our theme for this year, and we have seen it come to pass, is in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And I can believe as we stand here in September, you can look back over the year and see how God has brought to pass, God has brought to your vision, God has brought to the forefront those goals and those dreams that you have been trusting him for. Now, I praise God for all the messages that have been on this call, and to hear any of the messages, you can go back and listen to, first of all, today's message. If you want to share that with someone, or if you want to hear it again, you can go to the playback, and that's 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Excuse me. Again, that's 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. If you want to hear any or all of the messages from the inception of this call, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you will find a buffet of messages waiting there to enrich, enhance, and encourage you. If you happen to have a phone that does not allow you to access this call without having to pay for it, well, there's a bridge number that you can call. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. And you will just follow the prompts. Here at the Master's Call, we are known for prayer because that's one of the things we do here. Because we know that the prayers of one can send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of two, 10,000. On Fridays, we always hold over after the call so that we can hear your praise report and pray for you, your prayer request. However, if any day except Friday, you have a praise report that you want to share with us, or if you have a prayer request, just go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And be encouraged that we here at the Master's Call are lifting you up in prayer on a daily basis. Now, we always extend the invitation for you to be one of the prayer warriors here on the call, to be a greeter on the call, to, if God has put a word in you that you just want to share with somebody, I want to tell you, family, this is a good place to get that start. I cannot tell you how God has used each of us as a result of being here on the Master's Call to go out and speak impromptu to about the Word of God, to share Christ boldly. This is good training ground. So you do not need an invitation to join us. There is no audition to do that. All you have to do is have a heart to serve in the capacity that God will have you to serve. You know, we have to be obedient. So if God is tugging at your heart, if you've been listening for a long time and say, you know, I think I want to do that, jump on it, my sisters and brothers, because God has a plan for you, and I cannot tell you the blessings we have received as a result of being on this call. So if that is you, and God has been working with you and just keeping you up at night or in your brain to be a part of this, go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you that Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our wonderful dedicated prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will be in touch with you. Now, the company that has brought us all together is a Christian-owned company called Artist Life. It was called Artist International, and it is a wellness company and has been around for over 25 years. In order to find out more about this company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I can tell you they will be happy to tell you more about it because I am a living witness and can guarantee you that an appointment with artists will definitely change your life forever. Now, as you know, there was this conference that was scheduled in Las Vegas, but because of all the hurricanes we have had, you know we have to be prayerful about that. Instead of the conference call, there will be a webinar, and that is going to be held this Saturday from 11 o'clock Central Time, and you go to artisttv.com in order to access that webinar that is going to help you run your businesses better. Now, the new morning motivational call is held directly after this call, every Monday through Friday. Just like we meet, they don't take vacations, they don't take holidays off either. So that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294617 pound. Well, so much for all the messages, for all the announcements, because I am just so excited to introduce our speaker for this morning. And she is none other than the one whom we call our Silver Fox. And she is beautiful And I'm telling you, she carries that title well. You all should see her. And that is none other than Minister Jackie Henderson. Jackie Henderson is from Indianapolis, Indiana. She is the eldest of five children. She is the mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and a daughter, LaTeresa. She is the grandmother of Caleb, an upcoming and rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Elisa. Due to major health issues, Minister Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping the people as a UAW union worker. Minister Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through ministerial leadership at her church, which is New Beginnings Fellowship Church under Pastor James Anthony Jackson, where the Lord is worshiped and his people are changed. She is a distributor of Artist Life and truly believes this company is a God-blessed company. She believes this company has great leadership, great products, and most importantly, the Master's Call. By God's divine direction and the obedience of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, she was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call for her reunited relationship with Christ. It is Minister Jackie's daily mission to grow in wisdom and be used by God. Her goals are to be strong in her purpose, fulfill her destiny, and let the light of God shine in her and through her that others might see it and be in Christ. So it is my pleasure to present to some and introduce to others none other than our powerful speaker, our woman of God who is anointed to share the word, our woman of God who is an encourager, uplifting, and just does everything with excellence. None other than our Jack. And I heard she can cook real good, y'all. When she tells us about the food that she's been cooking, I can just see it and smell it. So none other than our minister, Jackie Henderson. Minister Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
And God bless you. God bless you for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. And God bless you for the passion that he has placed down in you to serve. And Minister Wanda, thank you for greeting and seating everyone with the love of Jesus. We feel that love radiate out of you. So thank you. And thank you, each and everyone that has joined this call this morning. And I ask you right now to go with me before the Lord in a prayer. God, right now, you have brought me before your people. And I ask you right now in your name, Jesus, to think with my mind and speak with my lips. God, give your message and not my message. Let it resonate in the hearts of your people, so that they might receive it, God, and be blessed. So right now, let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen. I thank each and every one of you for dialing in this morning, and I thank God for the opportunity to come before you. Now, as I was getting my message together, several times I sat down to write this down, and each time it was not working out. So this morning, this message will be just slightly different than most, because what I'm going to do is give you my testimony and what God is doing with my life. And hopefully, I know that there's someone on here that God has opened up your ears to hear and your heart to receive what he is trying to tell you. So just pray for me as I go through this. A few months back, I was involved in a car accident. And I walked away from the car accident, but I didn't walk away without injuries. My injuries were not life-threatening, but they were somewhat major. Eventually, I had to have surgery And I've had that surgery. And after I had that surgery, I went into recovery and started to recover. And as the day started to, shortly after that recovery, my spirit started to weaken. And I started becoming lower and lower. And it seemed like things were getting darker and darker. Now, that did not mean that God was not healing me. It was just a spiritual place that I was in. And my spirit was at an unrest, at an uneasiness. There was so much going on inside of me that I could not understand. I needed God to come and help me. I was restless. I knew that God had not forsaken me, but I didn't feel like that I could reach him, that I wasn't reaching, I wasn't connecting. And I went to a dark place. And it even came down to one morning I called Vanessa, Pastor Vanessa, and I told her, I know I'm supposed to give the message, but I cannot do it. I cannot do it. I was hurting. I was hurting, and I was reaching out, trying to find somebody to help me. But I couldn't articulate to anyone what was going on with me because I fully didn't understand it myself. But through this dark time, I had to start speaking into myself, speaking to myself because I know who I am in God. So my message this morning is, do you know who you really are? And as time went on, I had to take myself away from everybody. I wasn't recovered. I really wasn't able to really take care of myself. My daughter had taken me into her home for my recovery, but I had to leave there. I came home where I was alone. And in my alone time, I sat and I started meditating on God. And I started asking God, what is going on with me? What's happening with me? And as God began to speak to me, that he let me know, I need to talk to you. I need you to stop what you're doing. I need you to get out of your own way. I need you to do what I have destined you to do. And sometimes that's what happens to us. We get so busy. We want to please God. We think we're doing all the right things. And probably we are. But we're not listening to what God has for us. And God showed me some things. And he showed me in places where he wants to take me. And they're so powerful in how God wants to use each and every one of us. Sometimes when he reveals things to you, you back off in fear. But understand, God has not given you the spirit of fear, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God wants to use you mightily. And he is going to use you mightily. There is so much that God has placed in each and every one. We are not tapping into it. And that is what God wanted me to know. You're not tapping into what I have placed inside of you. Believe in me. Oftentimes we say, well, I believe in God, and I know God's going to do this. I know God's going to take care of this. But sometimes we are repeating words that we have heard, but we're not believing in the words we are speaking. Now, I'm not telling you don't to stop speaking the word, because you speak into existence. So keep speaking, but start believing. And not believing with your mind, not believe with your eyes, but believing with your heart. Because you are great. There are the ones that are on this call. If you would tap into that spiritual place where God has placed inside of you. You know, we say that there's an army rising up. We are that army. God has girded us in armor. He's given the weapons because we are in a spiritual warfare. You look at the hurricanes. You look at the protest, the Black Lives Matter. You look at the bombings of the trains and everything going up. We can rise up against that because God has given us authority. He gave us authority on the cross. He put into us, he downloaded us into us everything that he can do as a man on this earth. We have that power. We have that authority. And people, it's time to rise up and be the change agents that God has called us to be. It's time for us to rise up and be who God has called us to be. Do you know who you are? Rise up and be what God has called you to be. Because it's time for change. And just us here on this call can make a great change in this world where we can live in peace. We can understand the joy of the Lord and live in that joy. So let's rise up and be who we are called to be. Know that there is greatness. Stop waiting for someone to pray for you or someone to tell you. Because God has already told you, he's already placed in you every single thing that you need. It's right down inside of you. So let's rise up and do what God has called us to be. Some of you, God has already shown you what he wants you to do. You are mighty and great. So let's walk into our purpose. Let's walk into our destiny and just, we're not the world. We're a small, tiny, vast portion of it right here on this call. But just that tiny bit of us can change this world like the world has never seen before. If you would just reach down inside of you and know who you are and whose you are and step into that. Stop being fearful. I have been fearful all my life. But when I just tapped into it a little bit, God has, in the last couple of weeks, God has shown me who I am and what I can do. And that's just believing and trusting in him. Now, we can trust that we walk into our house, we can sit down on a chair. We trust that that chair is going to hold us. We don't even think about it. But when God is telling us who we are and what we are called to do, we question. And we say, I can't do that. Just as Minister Willa was requesting that if God has given you something or if you want to be a part of his ministry, some of you will say, I can't do that. Even when I was asked to do it, that's the first thing I said, I can't do that. But then I decided, you know, I'm going to step out of my box and I'm going to do it. And I was just asked to greet. And then to go host. But when I rode that train with Pastor Vanessa, and she said, you know, it's time for you to start speaking up, and it's time for you to deliver the message. I thought that I had swallowed my tongue. It was like the world stopped right then. And I didn't want to do it, but I didn't want to tell her no. And as I talked with God, God told me, he said, you have to stand up and tell the world about me. That is a call on your life, to be that servant, to be that minister in the marketplace. So I need you. And I thank God that I was obedient, reluctantly, but I was obedient. But through that, God is manifesting himself in me right now. I can't even explain how good God is. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I am calling to you because we can change this world. We can change what's going on. We can stop what's going on. Even if the leadership that we have, if it's not the leadership that God wants us to have, we can change that. So rise up. Look inside of you. Tap into that greatness that God has pulled and put, had downloaded into you. And just a few of us on this call can make this world a better world, a joyful world, and bring people out. There's a lot of hurting people out there that we can reach through this. So know who you are. Rise up mightily. God wants, it's your time, not tomorrow. Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? Because you're already, he's already done it. He's already given it to you. So just stand up in your glory right now and let's go out and be what God has called each and every one of us to be. I love you, and I hope that this was able to resonate to somebody. But you are a child of God. You are God's child. You are that change agent that he is looking for. So let's stand together. We are the army that's standing up and breaking those chains. We are in a warfare right now, but we are victorious. So let's stand up and claim our victory. I will turn it right now back over to the host. I thank you, and I hope that this has been a blessing to someone out there. I love you all. God bless.
Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Minister Jackie, that may not have been the message that you had planned to give, but that was the message God planned for you to give. And we thank you so much for your transparency. I will call you back after the announcements to give the closing benediction. Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, so thankful, Lord. So grateful. So grateful for allowing us to be here together this morning in our right minds. Father, so thankful for the message that your dear daughter, your servant, Minister Jackie, brought us. So thankful, Lord, for her transparency. So thankful for how we see how you are working through her. So thankful that she said yes to Dr. Vanessa when she was shaking in her shoes, when she was asked to go forth to do more, to be pushed out of the nest. So thankful that she is reaping the benefits of her obedience. Now, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to anoint her, that you continue to order her steps, that you continue to bless her, Lord, and whatever her hands touch, God, let it prosper therein. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you so much, oh God, for how they have been used immensely on this call. Father, we thank you, oh God, for how you are doing the above and beyond all they can ever ask or think. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Dr. P.K. Roberts in her health, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton in her health, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for how you are touching her in a special way. And Father, we thank you for how you have allowed Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, God, to do so many things, Lord, with her mom and continue to bless Mother Josie, Lord, and just everything. Now, Lord, we lift up our family members before you in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up those who are challenged in their physically challenged, Lord. Father, we continue to thank and praise you for what you are doing in our dear Kendra Carter's body, Lord, and we're calling it done in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our dear sister, Minister Kai, O Lord. Continue to minister to her and touch her body, O Lord. We know that your word says that you want us to be whole, that you want us to be prosper in health as our soul prospers. So, Father, let her feel your anointing hand all over. Father, we lift up our dear sister, Ada Levette, and Minister Ada Levette, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your word, your report is the report we accept. You said, oh, God, that by your stripes we are healed. So we're calling out that healing right now in Jesus' name. We are walking by faith right now in Jesus' name. We know your voice, Lord, and I know that you have spoken to her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up Doug and her mother as well. Give them that peace that passes all understanding, knowing that, oh, God, that you are the one who spoke this world into existence. And just as you spoke it into existence, we can speak to those things. God, I'm going to get off right now because I know my time is limited. But I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you are still in the prayer answering business. And I thank you, Lord, for doing what only you can do. And we thank you, Lord, for being our Savior, and that you want good gifts for your children whose minds are stayed on you. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, I thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for that rich message that you have given to us this morning. Remember, we do have the webinar this weekend. It's on Saturday, beginning at 11 o'clock Central Time. You can go to artistlifetv.com to access that. To hear the playback for today's message, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And remember to get on the new morning motivational call right now at 712, well, not right now, but after the benediction, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, Minister Wanda, thank you so much, my dear sister homegirl, for greeting us this morning and spiritually seating us with that powerful prayer. Thank you, my TMC family, for joining us this morning. We know that we look forward to hearing you again and seeing you virtually tomorrow. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love, 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 love me some you. Have a blessed day as we go out thanking God for his goodness Thursday. Minister Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Each and every one of you on this call know the authority that has been given to you by Christ. Stand up and know who you are, and let us go out and be that change that this world is looking for. I love you. God bless you. And I look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Amen and amen.